What do you feel like you need to prove at the combine?
I just feel like I need to just go and do what I set out to do and just do my job and just let everybody know that I'm here to compete and I'm going to do what it takes to be the best.
Do you feel like your 40 time is an important thing for you?
Yeah, every drill is important and I feel like I'm going to do well in everything and I'm going to go and show what I can do.
How do you separate yourself from some other receivers in this draft?
I always try to, you know, make sure my mental game, my physical game, everything is, you know, where it needs to be, and I just try to go out there and perform my best.
Is there a level of competition because there's a number of big body kind of guys like yourself that are projected to go around where you are? Is there a competition between guys like you and Floyd and some of those guys, Reuben Randall?
Everybody's competing. That's what we came here to do, and that's what the NFL Combine is for, and we're going to definitely go out and compete.
And how do you separate yourself from these guys?
Just got to make sure I perform to my best of my ability and show everybody what I could do.
Have you met with the Ravens or are you scheduled to meet with the Ravens?
I haven't met with them yet.
Are you scheduled to?
Haven't checked yet.
Who are some of the best defensive backs in college you faced though?
I play against pretty good D-backs. I played against Leonard Johnson. He was pretty good. I played against Kaywon Williams from Pitt. He was pretty good. Played against Keith Tandy from West Virginia. Pretty good D-backs. So, play against my fair share of good defensive backs.
What kind of time
are
you?
I'm hoping to run a pretty good time. I'm going to just let everybody see what I'm going to run and let you guys judge it for yourself, basically.
4-4, 4-3, 4-3.
You'll see on Sunday, tomorrow.
How much have you been told? How much do you think personally it'll matter for you before you speak?
I don't know. It just depends on organization and what they think. I know what I could do on the field. I know how well I can play, and I know a lot of the things that I could do in the film room. So I just gotta go out there. Perform the way I'm capable of performing.
I mean, knowing that, what you just said, does that make you think the 40 times are overrated for receivers?
To an extent, because, you know, you could raise your hand before you even run out the blocks, and that's just a couple tenths of a second right there. And that could be a difference between a 4-4 and a 4-6. And if you're racing with somebody, you guys could finish the same time, but the clock says something different. So can't really tell.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, continue.
You have several former teammates who are now on the Patriots. How much did you get a chance to talk to them about their experience there and just in the NFL?
I've talked to a few guys. I've talked to Devin McCourty. I've talked to Tyquan, and you know, they told me, you know, everything that I needed to hear, and they gave me some great advice, and those were some great guys. So I appreciate their time and, you know, efforts in informing me on everything I needed to know.
Your former head coach enjoyed a pretty good relationship with Bill Belichick. How much contact in your Rutgers career did you have with Bill?
Not much. I've seen him a few times at some of our games, and you know, we didn't talk much, but we talked a few times.
Yeah, so you already have a sort of a familiarity with him from those few occasions.
Yeah, I know his son. His son played on our team, and so I've known Coach Belichick.
Coach Belichick said that the players come out of Rutgers NFL ready. What is it about that program under Greg Schiano that made you guys that way?
Coach Schiano, he's just a very good coach. He knows how to discipline his players and knows how to instill a great set of core values in us. And that just helped us in the long run. Just the offseason workouts and everything he prepares for is ran like an NFL, you know, type organization. So, you know, I owe it all to him to get this all ready.
What would you say to a player on the Buccaneers squad, Mike Williams, for example, or really has been? What would you say to them? What to expect from Coach Schiano?
They should expect a very tough coach who's, you know, going to demand a lot from them, but he's going to expect them to work and, you know, make sure they're doing what they're supposed to do and not, you know, messing around off the field and not messing around on the field. So they should expect a very, very good demanding coach.
I've seen a lot of plays of you. I mean, one of the best blockers I've seen in college. What is it, something you just focused on throughout your career a lot?
Yeah, you got to be a complete receiver. You got to be able to block, and you got to be able to also run great routes, catch the ball, and you know, do what a wide receiver does. You can't just be just a guy that catches the ball and take plays off running or on run plays, because you know, it's other plays that, you know, designed for the running back, so he get a chance to shine, and you got to make sure that you're doing your job to help him, because when you're running your route, he's back there pass protecting. So I just feel like I must, you know, do my job, my 1/11th, and make sure my team successful.
What's one of the best lessons you learned from PJ Fleck?
Just make sure you're studying everything you do. You're patient and your route running, and just, you know, let the game come to you. Don't try to force it.
What do you consider your best asset as a receiver?
I feel like I could do pretty much everything. Try to make sure that, you know, I do everything well and good enough to be a well-rounded receiver. So I focus on everything and make sure I'm doing the right thing.
How much would you like to be reunited with PJ and Coach Shiano?
Oh, that would be, you know, something special. It'll be amazing just to be down there with those guys. But you got to see what goes on and what happens. And wherever I am, I'm going to be, you know, happy. And I'm going to just have to respect whoever picks me and respect the game and just enjoy myself. I met with a lot of teams. Like, I don't even know off the top of my head, and I still got a couple more interviews to go. So I'm just looking forward to it and enjoying the process.
I assume Tampa hasn't wasted one of its interviews on you since they seem to know you already.
Well, I actually did meet with them. So.
Really?
Yeah.
How did that interview go?
Went well.
Was it different talking to those guys in this setting as opposed to the way you've dealt with them in the past?
I was different. It was much different. It's a business aspect, and you know, they have to make a very, you know, big decision on who they're going to take with their picks, and I feel like the meeting went well.
Did you meet them formally?
Yes.
So you probably went in that room and didn't know who you were meeting with, and then Shannon was sitting at the table, right?
No, I knew I was meeting with, but I didn't know who the other guys were.
Gotcha.
I mean, Greg knows you so well. Did he try to throw you a few curveballs?
No, he asked, you know, normal questions that a lot of teams ask, and we went over a few things, and that's pretty much it.
Did you meet with the Patriots?
I met with them.
Eagles?
Not yet.
Jaguars?
Not yet.
Bears?
Yes.
How was that?
It was pretty good.
Coach, do you like Coach Levy?
I liked him. Yeah, it was a great interview.
Do you know if the Eagles have plans to bring you in?
I'm not sure. I didn't check my card yet.
Sorry to do this, 49ers.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Two more Jets or Jets?
Jets, yes.
Not Jets.
No.
When, at what point did you start to embrace the idea of needing to be a good blocker and be complete as a receiver?
As soon as Coach Fleck came in, he made sure that we understood that from the first time we, you know, stepped out into the meeting room. That was the first thing he brought up, and he brought up a couple plays that, you know, a lot of guys didn't, you know, finish their blocks. And from then on, he made a point of emphasis that we were going to become a better blocking team, and that's what we did.
Was that a challenge to make your mentality focus on that?
No, it's not a challenge at all. I'm going to take everything that I can to make sure I become a better player, and if that's what I need to do, and that's what I'm going to do.
You ran the Wildcat a lot earlier in your career. How would you like to do that more in the NFL?
No, it's a different type of animal in the NFL, a different type of beast. There's grown men playing. I'm not saying there's not grown men in college, but all of those guys are grown men. So, you know, it's a different type of hits and different type of beast.
Stick to the receiver?
Yeah, stick to the outside.
What was your height and weight?
I know I was like 211. It measured me at like, I don't know if it was like 6'1 or 6'2, something like that.
You mentioned Leonard Johnson was one of the best defensive backs you faced. Why was he one of the best?
He was a complete defensive back. He could play off, play press, he tackle well, and he just did all the little things that, you know, that is needed to be done to become a real good D back.
Who you represent?
Mike McCartney with Priority Sports.
Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate your time.
Thanks, Muhammad.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate it. Good luck.